The expected price tag for Hurricane Sandy continues to climb. Some estimates say it could run as high as $50 billion. As home and business owners deal with storm damage, they're also dealing with insurance companies. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, figuring out what's covered and what's not is complicated.
This is a far too familiar sound right now across much of the Northeast. Mario Villas runs a tree service in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. He spent Monday night hunkered down with his family, but he's been running ever since.
Now the phone is making me crazy.
Earlier this week, VS was clearing an enormous tree branch from Preeti Adamala's patio.
Pretty much just landed on our roof and tipped over, and some of the branches went over into our patio too. About 3 hours after our power went out. My husband calls it, sounds like elephants climbing the roof. So
it was a huge rumble. Yeah, it felt like the house was going to come down.
But the roof held up. And the day after the storm, Charles Adamala was taking pictures and trying to get through to his insurance company.
They've been backed up. The insurance people have been backed up. I mean, I was on hold for about an hour and a half and couldn't get through to anyone.
Gene Salvatore at the Insurance Information Institute says so far the Adamalas are doing everything right.
If anybody does have damage, what they should do right now is get in touch with their insurance company and take steps to substantiate that loss.
But filing a claim might be the easy part. Actually getting paid could prove more difficult. Robert Hunter tracks the insurance industry for the Consumer Federation of America. In recent years, he says many insurance companies have added so-called hurricane deductibles to their homeowners' policies. These deductibles are based on the value of your house.
If you have a $400,000 insured house, your deductible, if it was 5%, would be $20,000.
But these higher deductibles only apply in hurricanes. In the past 2 days, the governors of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut have all said hurricane deductibles shouldn't apply in this case because Sandy wasn't officially a hurricane when it came ashore. But Hunter expects that this issue will end up in court. And for homes and businesses damaged by flooding, it doesn't matter whether Sandy was a hurricane or not.
Since Sandy, was a big, big flood event, you need to have purchased flood insurance.
Gene Salvatore at the Insurance Information Institute says conventional homeowners policies don't cover flooding. Banks are supposed to require homeowners and businesses to buy federally backed flood insurance if they're in flood-prone areas. But Robert Hunter says that doesn't always happen.
So a lot of people that were supposed to have it don't.
Only about 20% of Americans actually have flood coverage. And if you don't have it and you flood, you're out of luck.
A lot of companies have added into the policy something called the anti-concurrent causation clause.
Wait, what?
Anti-concurrent causation clause. If you have two events occurring at your house at the same time, they say, and one event is covered, like wind, but one isn't, like flood, and that we don't pay either.
In previous disasters, the anti-concurrent causation clause has been challenged in the courts, but Hunter says there are no nationally binding precedents about whether or not clauses like it are valid. So he expects that some in Sandy's path may have to wait a while before they find out if they're covered by their insurance or not. Steve Henn, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.